jacket and feet first on its back with the head pointing out because you don't want the legs dragging on the way out. That's how you hawk a cricket. Stop the drum machine. I'm well satisfied with my, what do you call it, Cold Stone Creamery event.
Welcome to Countless Screaming Argonauts. I am T-Fab P, the Fabulous Penguin.
And I am still Max.
And this is episode 150. Get out the fireworks. 150 podcast of record, Countless Screaming Argonauts. Today is still Wednesday, August the 11th, 2010. And we're having so much fun, we decided to
do a second show.
Do it again. Yeah, do it again.
And I am still sober, unfortunately.
But you are sweet with your ice cream, so. I mean, you have to have one or the other, Matt. I mean, we have that. It's an age-old debate.
Right.
You're our ice cream.
And you know, the same is true with wine. Wine or ice cream. And, yeah, I just couldn't be doing the Montezuma Cranberry Bog right now because I'm well satisfied with my, what do you call it, Cold Stone Creamery event.
Ooh, cool. All right, so what do you got for us today on this episode?
Well, I got news and notes, and I got a couple of lists.
All right. Well, lay it on me.
All right. First of all, just news and notes. Do you have a thought or a comment on the JetBlue Airlines event?
Well, I tell you, it was an internet meme waiting to happen. And it just didn't happen on the internet, you know, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, if somebody had put that, you know, that video on there, it would have been all over. I mean, it would have
been fantastic. There's no film of it, which ties in with my next two. But just in terms of what happened, first of all, it seems that people have sided with the airline steward guy.
Right.
You want to tell the people what happened, just in case they...
Well, essentially, I guess he had a breakdown before the flight, or no, after the flight. The flight had landed. He had just asked the people to please remain in their seats until the airplane had gotten to the
terminal
gate, right? And some people had stood up and were getting their bags. And so he walked down the aisle and he asked them to please sit down. And a woman whipped her bag out of the overhead bin and hit him with it.
Hit him in the head.
Now, right. But it was not, she didn't hit him on purpose.
No, but she hit him because in part he was breaking the rules.
Right. And he basically had a fit. He cursed out the passengers.
She cursed him out first.
Right. Right.
And but used the same language she did.
Right? Over the loudspeaker. So that everybody in the plane could hear it.
Right.
And essentially ended it by saying that he was going to grab two beers and leave, grabbed two beers, pulled the hatch for the emergency chute, and slid down the slide and got off the plane.
Right. Whereupon, he went home and was arrested in flagrante delicto. Whilst having sex, according to what I heard.
I did not hear that.
Yep. 2 hours later, they caught him because apparently he had committed some kind of a crime. And yes, he was in the act.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting, too.
A little side
note. So basically he is he's an American hero as far as a lot of people are concerned.
And, you know, I found that I, too, felt a little bit of sympathy for the guy. I mean, obviously I wasn't there. But anyone in the service field has been bounced around and whacked by the rude public.
Sure.
And I understand the frustration and just wanting to say, fuck you.
Right. I mean, look, he didn't hurt anybody.
Right.
As a matter of fact, he probably showed restraint by not clocking the woman who hit him.
Which... I would have a different opinion of him if he had done that.
Sure.
If he had clocked her.
And he knew enough to say that enough's enough and get out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what we teach our kids all the time? If you're in a situation like that, walk away.
Walk away.
You know?
And there's something about taking exactly two beers.
Right. So I know that there were people already all over the internet talking about T-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
They want to do a bunch of different T-shirts for him. So, you know, and I also read a blog today that referred to him as the next airline hero after Scully.
Yeah, and that's a little far, I think.
Well, yeah, because he didn't save anybody's life or anything. Although you could make an argument that at least he didn't kill that
woman. At least he didn't kill anybody, right?
Who hit him with the bag, so. Right. So, you know, I thought it was pretty outstanding.
It's pretty amusing. I hope that his fines and jail time are extremely small, because in the list of most grievous human being bad acts, he's way down on the bottom.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
Did you see the one? Well, this is a new thing, and I'm gonna have a hard time describing it. The dry erase board girl.
I did see that, and you know that it was a fake.
It was fake. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Supposedly, when I quit
her job, wrote some notes, 33 notes with taking pictures of herself, talking about her boss and how he had bad breath, and he was spending his time playing Farmville, and she'd rather not have a job than work for this poor bastard anymore. And it turns out that she was hired by a web page called The Chive, which I found to be an interesting web page, to just try to create a false...
An internet meme, basically. They were trying to create, you know. And they've done it before. They have successfully had stories that were run by Fox News and also MSNBC as being real that weren't.
Right.
And stuff. I have to admit, you know, College Boy has a real sixth sense about these kind of things.
Yeah.
And I would have thought, when I saw it the first time, I was actually having some computer problems.
Yeah.
And so when everybody was talking about it, I couldn't see it till I got home later on that day. And by then it was already leaked out that people were suspecting that it wasn't real.
Yeah.
And as I looked at the whiteboard, the things that she wrote, she seemed too happy and calm to have the audacity to do what she was doing.
It had a little bit of perfection about it.
Yeah, I thought she would have been a little bit more haggard. I thought that she might have been a little bit more angry. I mean, there was no, like, 3 exclamation points with hard dots at the end as she was writing the stuff.
Right.
Very, very calm and relaxed about it. And that was one of those things that made the back of my head just get this little bing.
Yeah, I watched it. I didn't say anything about it because I had my suspicions too. I was the 91st viewer on the webpage, and when I went back at the end of the day, there was 144,000 other people that had looked at it, and I'm like, I guess this took off after all. And and some people, I didn't make any comments, but some people said, you know, it looks like a production team put this background together. Nobody has Encyclopedia Britannica's, you know.
I didn't even thought of that, yeah.
This girl is a little too perfect, a little too happy. But they did a nice job. The whole hot piece of ass thing, the acronym was kind of wrong.
Right.
You know, and they did get an attractive young woman to do the thing, which – you know, always helps anything on the internet. And they stayed away from the word porn, which I thought I was so expecting it to say porn. And it took kind of a left turn when she said Farmville. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to watch this and see where this goes.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, that's the whole idea behind these viral video ads.
Right.
College Boy and the rest of us sat around watching the Old Spice guy talk about, you know, answer the questions on the internet and just see what a wonderfully interesting viral ad that was.
Yeah, it's so hard to make a viral event. Well, on another internet commentary kind of thing, and we do nothing if not talk about the Ted Stevens tubes. Did you see the video where Justin Bieber got clocked by a water bottle?
I did see the video.
it bugged me, first of all, because it's just terribly rude behavior. And while I don't like this kid particularly, there's no way it's right to hit him with a water bottle. But
right.
That and the next one I have are just released old videos. And that's kind of the thing I wanted to talk about next. But
oh, okay, interesting.
But
yeah.
The next just released old video that I want to mention is the crazy Chicken McNuggets lady.
I also saw that one.
Yeah, I found
and that. I did not realize that either one of what you're basically saying is that these are events that happened a while ago and
someone's been holding the video and so it's only two, and usually in order to have a trend, you have to have three. But
right.
What's with the people releasing, you know, weird videos sort of after
now, let me preface this by saying, are you sure that it was video that was held and then just released? Because this week on Equals 3, Ray William Johnson was talking about this video that was out, and I can't remember exactly which video it was, but essentially what he said was that it had been out there for 6 months and had 2,000 views, and then Failblock picked it up, and in a week it got 250,000.
Okay. Well, so yeah, I heard on the television something to the effect that this is old video or this is not new video or
uh-huh.
Both in the case of the Justin Bieber thing and the crazy Chicken McNuggets lady.
So do you think that what you're saying is that somebody held on to this and waited for an opportune moment to...
Well, I don't understand. If you're someone who's going to release a video of Justin Bieber getting clocked by a water bottle, why do it now as opposed to a week or 6 weeks or 6 months ago?
Uh-huh. And the same thing with the Chicken Nugget lady.
Right.
Why wait?
Do you think they were trying to sell them first? I guess that would make sense.
That could very, very possibly be it. They didn't get enough of a buyer, or they got a buyer, and that's how they decided to release it after a while.
Oh, that... 'Cause,
you know, I mean, if you sold it to the Chive or you sold it to Failblog,
right,
or whatever, you know, I'm sure they have, like, a lineup of things that get released that, you know, maybe it took a month or whatever. I guess that's a possibility.
How'd you like that job? You work at a web page, and your job is intake on crazy videos.
Right. It would be real interesting, wouldn't it?
Well, but your first 15,000 are going to be the same thing on America's Funny Videos. You know, Dad gets hit in the nuts with a wiffle ball.
Right. So you're looking for the one good. looking for the one good one that goes over the top.
Like right.
A crazy lady smashing a window at McDonald's
too much of a breakfast time scenario. It was too early to get Chicken McNuggets.
Right.
And she was over the top. She's going to jail.
Oh yeah. I mean, she broke the window with. I don't know what she used to break it. But
I couldn't see it. I saw the video a couple of times. I couldn't tell what she broke it with.
Yeah.
But that woman was crazy.
Right. Well, things like this just show the real power of the internet. I mean, the fact that you know that a video that any video could be existing under the surface per se. And suddenly, because it's exposed on a different website, get that many hits in 7 days. I mean, that's enormous.
Yeah.
That's tremendous.
Yeah. So what do you think it means?
Well, I just think that it means that it's a medium who has untapped resource.
Yeah, it makes me think back to our discussion about Big Brother and everybody watching everybody else.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, that's...
I think it's a bad thing.
I
have a hunch somehow that it's a bad
thing. Do you remember that video of the woman who was talking about the rainbows and the sprinkler?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that a bad thing?
Yeah, probably.
You know? So, I mean, so is eating ice cream at night.
Yeah.
And so is having, you know, more than half a glass of wine at night.
It's secret joy that... isn't that really good for us?
Isn't there a German word for that?
Schadenfreude, yeah.
Right. It's not always that all the time. I mean, you know, you've seen the dancing dog and the, you know, the fail cat and the, you know, the everything else that's out there. I mean, yeah. It's a different way of entertaining.
What do you think of Tosh.0?
I think that Ray William Johnson does it better.
I don't know who Ray William Johnson is.
Okay, Ray William Johnson does the YouTube. He has a YouTube channel where he reviews three viral videos every week. You know, I don't care to give somebody who tried to do a dance move on the internet and failed an opportunity to do it again.
You don't like the web redemption? I think that's my favorite part.
I think that's dumb. You know, to me, the funny thing was that you tried to do a kick out move and you fell on your face. That's funny. Yeah. I mean, that's funny. You know, haven't you tried again and either fail or succeed? Worthless. It has no meaning.
He's a comedian and he makes fun of them after they make idiots of themselves.
Right. Well, as do we.
Right. So, well, you know, and on a serious note for a second, somebody was saying in one of our recent shows, they were quoting none less than Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton,
you know,
don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. And it made me think, you know, I mean, I hate to give Will Wheaton credit for anything, but are we being dicks?
Well, if you film yourself lifting weights in your basement, and you poke a hole in your aquarium and all the water leaks out and somebody, possibly yourself, posts that on the interweb.
You're asking for it.
Then you're asking for it.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I got a list.
All right.
We're constantly bombarded. This is, I forget where the hell this is from, of ugly people lists. So here's a list of women generally considered, and I shouldn't have done this. I should have looked at the webpage. No, I just want to attribute it to the webpage correctly, and I'm afraid I didn't get the link. I was this fucking Google Docs, such a pain in the ass to manage, a stupid document. But anyway, women generally considered unusual or ugly, but who can be very beautiful. So this is a list of unusual and beautiful women.
Okay.
And you just react to it. Tell me what you think. Courtney Love.
Too trampy for me.
Yeah.
You know, there's the famous line, and I've said it about lots of different things.
You can lead a horse to pasture, but you can't make her think.
You can put lipstick on a pig, but she's still a pig.
Yeah.
So,
And unfortunately, our guests can't see these pictures, but they have a picture here of Juliette Lewis, number two on the list, that is just stunning. Do you know who she is?
No, I don't.
She's an actress. You'd recognize her. She plays kind of quirky parts. Uh-huh. She has worked with some of the most revered directors in the industry in Hollywood. Martin Scorsese, Woody Allen, Lassie Hallström, whoever that is, Oliver Stone, Gary Marshall. Most recently, she won an Emmy for her performance in My Louisiana Sky. You'd recognize her face. She was Danielle Bowden in Cape Fear in 1991. Very young looking for a movie that came out in 1991.
Uh-huh.
She must have been the daughter then.
Right.
But she's kind of unusual looking, but just an amazing photograph. Next on the list is Uma Thurman.
Okay.
Who I think is unusual looking. I mean,
I would agree, but I do think that she's got a lot going for her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. To me, whenever I think of Uma Thurman, I don't think about Kill Bill or any of the rest of that. I think about the Venus on a Half Shell scene from you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. God,
I'm not going to be able to remember the movie now. All I can think of is Dr. Horrible. Can't get it. I'll have to go look it up later. Feruza Balk. Do you know who she is?
No, that I can't say I do.
All right. Well, people, look her up. Gorgeous. Another actress, best actress for her role in the TV movie Shame in 1987. This woman can't be that. Must be an old picture. She starred in The Waterboy, American History X, Gas, Food, and Lodging. She won a Cable Ace for best actress. But anyway, moving on, Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, she's in the Courtney Love category.
Yeah, too skanky for
to get past it, you know?
I don't know. There's something about her that, to me, she's imminently watchable. I know what they're getting at here. She's not the typical Hollywood perfection.
And you don't think that it's you're waiting for the breakdown?
No, I don't. I think it's her look.
Yeah. Okay.
This one, I'm sure you know, Minnie Driver.
Oh, sure. Yep.
And she's kind of got an unusual look too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of got a broad, bony face.
Right.
Really beautiful eyes. She's great in Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
You think she's attractive?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. But in an unusual way. Number 7 on the list, Ann Coulter walks into a bar and the bartender says, "Why the long face?"
I don't think she's attractive at all. And that's probably a lot of it has to do with her politics.
Yeah, I know what...
But that's part of it, isn't it?
Yes, well, yeah, I think intelligent women are attractive. And she's intelligent, but she's so soul-quenchingly...
Swarmy.
Smarmy. She's such an intellectual sellout. She yep. says... She lobs verbal bombs all the time just to get people pissed off that it's
sure.
it makes her completely unattractive. I think she's ugly. Sandra Bernhardt.
That's a real good example. I've seen her both looking very, very good and looking very, very not so good.
The interesting thing about this is she's on the list of ugliest women, too.
Uh-huh.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, interesting.
This one, I don't get why she's on the list at all. Number 9 is Melanie Griffith.
Oh, yeah, well.
Melanie Griffith is drop-dead gorgeous.
Yeah, to me, she looks like a person who perhaps hasn't aged as well as others.
Well, she's.
You know what I mean by that?
She's older than she looks.
Right. I think that back, you know, when she was starring in any one of a number, Body Double.
She was in Body Double. She was smoking hot in
Body
Double.
Right, and that was that's significant. But I saw her, and it might have been I saw a promo maybe for Nip Tuck.
She was on Nip Tuck
shows. She's a recurring character. And to me, she looked old. There are certain people that age very, very well.
Yeah.
And I think of as being as attractive in their older years as they were when they were younger. Maybe even more so.
Like me?
Possibly.
She's my age.
But, you know, if we start talking that way, Max, people are going to think that we're domestic partners again, so be careful.
All right, we have to be careful about that. All right. Last on the list, I don't really know that much about her, but she sure is pretty in this picture, is Cate Blanchett. Is there some way that you look at Cate Blanchett and go, "That's ugly"? Because I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, not in any way that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
You know, she's... I'm looking at a picture right now, and I don't know. How old is she?
Oh, God. This picture makes her look very young.
She was born in 1969.
So she's 41.
41. To me, I would have bet that she was older than that, looking at the picture. And so that's not a real good sign.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If people are thinking that you're older than you actually are.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I don't. Well, of course, I don't know how old this picture is, so it's hard to say. In this picture, she doesn't look 40 to me.
Hmm.
That's it for the list.
Interesting stuff. Well, I got a couple of things I wanted to bring up.
Before
we were talking about the internet, and I not to have a great big discussion on this because I didn't, you know, write it down or make notes on it, but I was looking through the internet today, and I read this article about the FDA and what the FDA allows in our foods.
Yeah.
And, well, to make a long story short, our friends out in
New Mexico.
Talked about how she had read this article, and one of the ways to eat healthier is divide your grocery cart in half, and you put fruits and vegetables on one side of the cart and everything else on the other, and it should be equal in size.
Huh.
Which is an interesting thought. So I saw this thing about fruits and vegetables, and I kind of looked at it, and it was this thing about the FDA, and it made me sick,
yeah.
The kind of stuff that they were talking about. And it's one of those things that you don't think of until somebody says it, and then you say, oh, yeah, I guess there would be a rule about that. Like, for example, in the United States, the FDA has a rule that says that you cannot have more than, not that you can't have any, but you can't have more than 2 rodent hairs in 100 grams of peanut butter. If you do, then it flunks and you're not allowed to sell it.
George Carlin talked about hot dogs and this.
Mm-hmm.
Dog so parts, can, rodent hairs, and roach droppings.
Right. That you can have up to, like, 35 maggots in 100 grams of asparagus. That you can have, and it just went on and on with this list. And
I'm not having fun with this subject.
Yeah, I wasn't either, you know, and I'm sitting there and I'm saying to myself, well, gee, you know, that's obvious why they tell you should wash your fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
You know, because of the mold and the rat droppings and everything else, but.
But they tell you to wash it because of pesticides.
Right, and we have such little control over that kind of stuff.
Well, and that, to make a big leap here, but that was part of my problem with the whole bank crisis. Nobody knew what was going on behind the scenes.
Right.
My buddy Lee, who was out there buying and selling stocks on his own, honestly studying, had no hope of competing with these bastards who were doing all this behind the scenes stuff.
Right.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Allowable limits? No, it should be get rid of that stuff.
Right.
Maggots? Are you kidding me? Maggots?
Right. I know. It's really weird.
So I want to finish with Redneck Chronicles. I got a couple of stories from News of the Weird. In July, Mike Moritek, 46, self-described man of science, won the Jefferson, Wisconsin County Fair's annual cricket spitting contest with a hock of 21 feet 2 inches. His two main scientific secrets, he told Milwaukee's Journal Sentinel, pick a big cricket and feet first on its back, with the head pointing out because you don't want the legs dragging on the way out. That's how you hock a cricket.
I guess.
And this one just, I don't know, make of it what you will. Juliana Bryant, 33, was arrested in Floralla, Alabama in July after police were called to her home on a disturbing the peace complaint and discovered several open gasoline containers throughout the house. Brian explained to the officers that she likes the smell.
You know, I saw that. Yes. That's pretty weird, don't you think?
I think that could be – I think this is one of those snowball effects, self-perpetuating things. Like the more you huff gasoline, the more you are likely to huff gasoline because the less brain cells you have.
Right. Well, I mean, it's obvious. It's like, you know, it's like sniffing glue or whatever. I mean, it does damage.
Right.
So it's not on the good end.
I don't know which one to finish with. Back to the rednecks. Police arrested Christina Muniz, 29, in Surprise, Arizona. Oh, boy, is that appropriate. Muniz had just informed her son and his brother that she was abandoning them, moving to California with her boyfriend to fulfill a dream of becoming a stripper. High ideals indeed. While with police watching, the older boy approached his mother for a hug, and she slugged him in the stomach. Now, people like that, I think, maybe deserve to be ridiculed.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's not being a dick. Maybe that's shining a light. I don't know.
Could be.
And here's maybe my favorite of all. Traditional Vietnamese medicine practicer Pam Thi Hong is credited with freeing three men who had been convicted of rape. And let me say, I'm not in any way condoning rape. This is going someplace else. In 2000, and were serving 16-year prison sentences. According to Hong, men with certain small spots in their ears are virgins. And since the men still have their spots, they could not have committed the rape.
Uh-huh.
Spots in their ears. Can you imagine? Right. They were let out.
Because they had spots in their ears.
Because the traditional medicine guy said, if they have spots in their ears, they're still virgins.
Yeah, I don't know. What can you say?
I want to confess at this point that I actually do have a birthmark in my left ear. This is a true fact.
I don't know, Max.
Say goodnight, Max.
Good night, Max. Of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screams.